Today, we'd like to study the title of Repentance and Faith in Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. To online words people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3 and 5, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. What does it mean? Question 2. In verse 7, then he said to the keeper over his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? What can we see in this parable? Last question 3, in verse 14. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which man ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day. What's wrong in the interpretation of the ruler? First one, brief backgrounds. Here, Pilate is Pontius Pilate, was the Roman procurator of Judea. Procurator meaning like a governor to charge to handle the Judea people, Israel people, having authority to sentence death penalty. No Judeans or Jews had the authority to sentence penalty. Now, verse 1, they were present at that season. Here in this context, previous chapter 12, spring season, because the lily blossoms. So that spring season, some people told Jesus about the Galileans. Galileans who live in Galilee Sea area, northern part of Israel, far from Jerusalem, the capital city of Judea region. So traditionally, Galileans was looked down by the Judeans. So some told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Here, likely the Galileans' rebellion against Rome. That's why they got this penalty from Pilate with their sacrifices, with their other killed people, other death penalty sentenced people together mingled. And Jesus answered and said to them, simple Jesus asked a question to them, do you suppose that these Galilean sentenced death penalty were worse sinners than all other Galileans who still survived because they suffered such things? Because of the death penalty sentence, the worst result caused by the worst region during their lives or their physical lives. In fact, causes of tragedy, affliction, or hardship during physical life are many and multiple. We often don't know. For example, Job's affliction. Job lost his possessions, his children, everything. His friends supposed the affliction caused by his hidden sins, but they were rebuked by God for his special purpose to make him see God or experience God or close fellowship with God. In his confession, Job chapter 42, verse 5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, But now my eyes sees you, you, God the Father. Now is Joe has experience with the Lord during his life. That's God's special good purpose. So often we don't know the causes of a tragedy. Verse 3, I tell you, no, Jesus answered, no. Jesus sees the spiritual realm rather than just the physical realm. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You all are survivors. You need to repent. Otherwise, you will also will perish. Whether you survive or are killed during your physical life, you will perish anyway unless you repent and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's why John chapter 16, for God so loved the world meaning everyone, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, no exception, the rich people, poor people, male, female, the white, black, Asian, or whatever, whoever, anyone believes in Jesus, should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So repent plus faith is necessary. Verse 4, or those 18 people on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them or slew them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? Siloam at the lower end of Jerusalem city in Judea. Likely Judeans looked down Galileans among Jews. So here 18 workers fall water tower. So accidentally water tower fall upon 18 people. So they were killed incidentally. Accident killing because of water tower the falling down. I tell you, no, same answer. Verse 5, verse 3, same answer. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So same way, we should repent our sin coming from originally from Adam, and we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. So otherwise, you will perish without exception. Verse 6, Jesus also spoke this parable. This is a parable, not real story. A certain man, honored like God, had a fig tree. Fig tree in the New Testament often a symbol of Israel, planted in his vineyard, and owner came seeking fruit. Here, God desires fruit. Fruit is a singular form, singular noun. The fruit of the Spirit is agape love with variety of the love. For example, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Fruit is singular form, and love can work through joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy or jealousy. Love does not praise itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, in sins, but rejoice in the truth, truth which is the word of God. Build all things, build all godly things, believe all godly things, hopes all godly things, endures all things, all godly things. Then, verses 7, and found none, then owner said to the keeper of his vineyard, the dresser of his vineyard, probably employee, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit. Owner wanted fruit on this fig tree, and find none, cut it down. Why does it? You stop the ground. So, but he answered and said to him, Sir or Lord, let it alone this year also. So here's the keeper of his vineyard, like Jesus, the God the Father seeking fruit, none, cut it down. God wants our fruit. We receive the gifts, prosperity, or profits from God, but we have no fruit. So God wants fruit. Matthew chapter 21, verse 19. Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. And seeing a fig tree by the road, Jesus came to it, found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately, the fig tree withered away and died. So the Lord wants a fruit. So next question, how can we make a fruit? That answer Jesus said, John chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Here is the Father parable. Father is the vine dresser. Jesus himself, true vine. Every branch, which is each of the born again Christian, in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, cut it off. And every branch that bears fruit, here singular from fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So there is a vine dress, prunes, like cut it off. So God is molding us to produce more fruit, more agape love overflowing, your neighbors being witness to Christ. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you, because you are in God's word. So whatever you desire is subject to God's will or God's word. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So simply said, the teacher of the word of God is the Holy Spirit. So the fruit of the Holy Spirit is agape love. Then the word of God stays in us. We might produce a lot of fruit through the work of the Holy Spirit. So in that way, it works. Then, here, one more year, he answered and said to our owner, the vine dresser here in this particular parable, vine dresser answered and said to the owner, Sir, let it alone this 1 year more until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit well after 1 year, but if not, after that, you can cut it down. Here we see 1 year more chance for the fig tree. So Jesus is gracious, merciful, and patient. The 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack or lazy. His promise, as some count, slackness. Some people said, you know, the Lord is lazy because not to come here yet again, but is long-suffering. Long-suffering is the fruit of Holy Spirit, which is agape love. Agape love is suffering long, long-suffering, or patient toward us, not willing that any should perish again, but that all should come to repentance for salvation. So that's why God wants every people to be saved. That's why the Lord is not coming yet. Although today time is close to the last day. Then, verse 10, now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. At that time is the Saturday, the rabbi was teaching the word of God before Jewish people in synagogue. So Jesus also was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, Saturday. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Here, causes of bent over disease are many and multiple. Here, particularly here, the bent over woman caused by a spirit of infirmity, which is a demon causes the body infirmity to destroy her for 18 years and could in no way never raise herself up. So crippled status, she lived for 18 years because of demon impact on physical infirmity. So, but when Jesus saw her, Jesus called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed or untied from your infirmity, your spirit of infirmity." So Jesus cast out demon, causing her infirmity. And Jesus laid his hands on her, touched her for healing or his work. And immediately she was made straight. She recovered immediately and glorified God. So here, Jesus touching her for healing, considered as a work in the interpretation of Sabbath commandment, the fourth commandment of 10 commandments given to Moses by God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation charging against Jesus for the violation of the first commandment, Sabbath, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. So here, the ruler considered healing as work. And he said to the crowd, to the people, not to Jesus, to the people, "There are 6 days on which man ought to work." Here, interpretation of Sabbath, 6 days on which man should work. "Therefore, come and be healed on them, on the 6 days, not on the seventh day, not on the seventh day." So Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gate. Here, nor your cattle. Cattle is a domestic animal. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. So the seventh day was made by God, or was given by God, the purpose in the remembrance of God's creation and rest. for human beings to rest. And that's the purpose right here. So therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed, make it holy. Then, here is the problem over the ruler interpretation, because he interpret the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law, or intention of the lawgiver, or purpose of the lawgiver. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 said, "Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant," like disciple, "not of the letter, but of the spirit." Spirit, who is one person of a Trinity God. "For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life." So Matthew chapter 5, verse 21-22, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you, but whoever is angry with this brother without a cause, without a reason, shall be in danger of the judgment." That meaning, angry with the brother without valid reason would constitute the violation over the murder rule. "And whoever says to the brother, 'Raka,' shall be in danger of the council." Raka, which means empty head. "And but whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire." This is an example of the spirit of law, or the intention of a lawgiver, the purpose of a lawgiver. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27-22. "You have heard that it was said to those of older," like a commandment, God's commandment through Moses, "'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." So lawgiver's heart, lawgiver's intent, lawgiver's purpose should be seen. So the ruler missed that point. Only ruler see the letter of the law. So here also law purpose law to reveal our guilt or our guilty heart before the Lord, not make us righteous by keeping law. Because Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 13, "Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good." Why? Because of the law given by God. God is holy. God is just. God is good. Therefore, the law was given by God. Law is also holy, just, good. "Has then what is good become death to me?" Because we are certainly not, because the Lord the law does not, law itself does not bring to death. The problem but sin, our sin, that it might appear sin, which meaning the law make reveal my sin, your sin, or my simple heart, your simple heart, was producing death. Because of sin, result in death in me through what is good, which is law. So that sin through the commandment, because the commandment or law revealed my sin, so sin might become exceedingly simple. So Romans chapter 9, verses 30-31, "What shall we say then? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness by keeping the law have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But the Gentile is not keeping the law to be righteousness, but rather than just the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So because of that, the Lord Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed to the Gentile, But Israel, pursuing law of righteousness by keeping the law, has not attained to the law of righteousness, because the Lord's purpose is not make us righteous, rather than to reveal our sin and our sinful hearts. That's the purpose. So therefore, we should repent our sin, our guilt, and we should have a faith in Jesus. So through Jesus, close to God to forgive. So the law which bring me back to Christ, revelation over my sin. So we need Christ for forgiveness over my sin. But the ruler, like a Pharisee, who doesn't need God through Jesus, the ruler doesn't believe in Jesus as the Lord and Christ. Luke chapter 18, verse 11, 14. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners like robbery kind thing, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, broken heart, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. God give grace to the humble. God resists against the proud. So the law reveals my guilt, my guilty heart. So therefore, we need Christ. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent our sin and forgive him, so we can have a joyful life. Then here, Jesus said, verse 15, the Lord then answered him, said, hypocrite. Hypocrite meaning a person in the difference between outside and inside, outside appearance and inside heart. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to worry? So in order to give water to domestic animal, so they untie domestic animals, such as ox, donkey, on Sabbath day. So original first commandment, know your cattle. So but here, they work it for domestic animals to water them on Sabbath day. So how about, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound how long? For 18 years. Be loosed, be untied from this bond of the Sabbath, this bond of Satan, or devil, or demon, of impurity on the Sabbath. So here, woman is more valuable than domestic animals, ox, or donkey, or sheep. So Matthew chapter 12, verse 8 said, 12, of how much more value than is a man than a sheep, a domestic animal. Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. So Sabbath day was made for people, the godly people, to rest, not for animal. So primary for people. So more value than is a man. That's the purpose of law, or the lawgiver's intention, lawgiver's purpose. If the lawgiver is God, Jesus is God, so if the lawgiver is Jesus, Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is the Lord, even of the Sabbath." So Son of Man, who is Jesus, is the maker of the Sabbath law, the Lord, the Master, even of the Sabbath. And when he said this thing, all his adversary, all who agreed with the ruler of a synagogue, were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Let's see each question in verse 3 or 5. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. What does it mean? Whether or not you survive or die earlier than expected life during physical life, if you do not repent your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you will perish anyway. What does it mean? Question 2, in verse 7. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come to seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? What can we see in this parable? God, the Lord, wanted our fruit." So next question, how can you make a fruit? Says two way. One is the word of God. The word of God abides in me, in each of you. Also the Holy Spirit's work. So we have a close fellowship with the Lord because Jesus is a vine tree. We are branch. Question 3, in verse 14, but the ruler of a synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which man ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day." What's wrong in the interpretation of the ruler? The ruler interpretation wrong is the letter of the Lord, not the spirit of the Lord, or the intention of the Lord giver, the purpose of the Lord giver. Also, bottom line, therefore, the ruler doesn't need the Lord. So the ruler should repent their sin and believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. In that way, he could understand the Sabbath, the meaning. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin, last song.